Tom Homan, Governor Abbott's buses expose Biden's open borders. By Neil Munro on August 20, 2022. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is using busloads of migrants to shine a light through the establishment media's cover-up of President Joe Biden's nationwide smuggling efforts, says a former enforcement chief. Governor Abbott rose the attention of the American people on this issue. And he's calling out those so-called sanctuary cities. Tom Homan, the former ICE director for President Donald Trump, told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily. A lot more Americans realize there's a crisis on the border. Homan, who now works with the Heritage Foundation, continued. It has helped spread the story out to people who don't know about the issue. Even CNN has covered the buses and, of course, they're attacking Governor Abbott for doing it, but they're talking about this crisis. You'd be surprised how many networks don't even talk about it, and there are a lot of Americans out there who don't even know there is a crisis on the border. A June 28 to 29 poll by Ipsos of 1,116 adults showed that only 48% of all respondents and 38% of Democrats understood that the number of migrant apprehensions at the southern border was higher in 2021 than ever before. The buses are going to the cities that Democratic politicians have declared to be sanctuary cities. Those are cities where local officials secede from Congress nationwide immigration laws. Even though the laws protect Americans from employers' use of cheap and desperate migrant labor. Homan continued. New York and Washington, D.C. didn't say a word when the Biden administration was flying people into their area in the middle of the night secretly. That's okay as long as President Biden is doing it. But if Republican governors do it, by bus, all of a sudden it is a big travesty. They should welcome these buses, but they don't. This calls out the hypocrisy of some of the politicians. Biden's deputies have waved in nearly 5 million migrants. The migrants are competing for jobs and housing and are using upstate and local services, such as K-12 spaces, Homan said. They're coming to every city, town, and state in the country. We're already seeing receive many schools being overcrowded, especially on the East Coast. When it comes to family groups of migrants, many don't speak English. Hospitals and trauma centers are being overwhelmed. Also, local social services are being overwhelmed. Look at New York City, one of the biggest cities in the world. And they're saying their social services are overcrowded. That's what happens when you call yourself a sanctuary city. The city even has an immigrant fund to help pay for migrants' legal fees if they want to play the immigration case. The administration is helping migrants walk through immigration laws, he said. The vast majority of migrants are released into the United States, and they want to take advantage of this asylum system, he said, adding. Most people are coming up here for a better life. They're coming up here because they're poor, they want to get a job for the at-home family, they're all saying I'm joining my husband who is here illegally. I'm coming up here to get a job. I'm coming up here because I can't get a job in my homeland. I'm coming up here because of the crime in my homeland. We get it. But if you're really claiming asylum, which is the fear of persecution from your home government, once you stepped foot in Mexico, did you not escape that fear and persecution from your home government? You're supposed to claim asylum in the first safe country you come to. So this demand for asylum is about getting to the United States and using loopholes to do it. The cartels are advertising the welcome offered by Biden's government, he said. The cartels aren't being stupid. They pay attention. The cartels are using the secretary's own words. Being in the country illegally is not enough for ICE to make an arrest, they tell customers. I can get to the border for this much money and I will turn you over to the border patrol. They'll give you some food and water, then they'll transport you to an NGO and the NGO is going to fly you to any city you want to go to. And even if you lose your asylum case, ICE isn't arresting anybody. The Biden administration is eager to let the economic migrants into the United States, regardless of the damage done to ordinary Americans, said Homan, adding. I just put a roof on my house a year and a half ago. I had to call 5 companies before I got a company that guarantees me a legal workforce. One company showed up to see if he could repair it. It was a father and son. He had his own roofing company with 20 U.S. citizen employees. He couldn't compete with other roofing companies that hired illegal aliens. So he laid off 20 U.S. citizen employees. Migration is going to drive down wages. No one hires illegal aliens out of the goodness of their heart. They hire them because they can pay them cheap and undercut their competition. It is going to have a devastating effect on the wages. It's going to drive wages down, Holman added. Extraction migration. Wall Street is inflated by extraction migration. The policy extracts human material, migrants, from poor countries and uses them as workers, renters, and consumers to shift vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. This federally enforced policy skews the economy and makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of productivity-boosting technology. This migration policy also weakens national security by minimizing shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. This economic strategy is enthusiastically pushed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. But the progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. So progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration helps migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by minimizing the economic impact and by promoting coverage of border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.